DiPietro, nice to meet you, Sarah.
Nice to meet you as well.
I'm just getting a few words from people about the evening. It's for M Magazine. May I speak to you for a minute?
Sure.
Now, you are quite a seminal drummer here in the scene of Brooklyn and New York. How long have you been in New York?
20 years.
Wow. And have you been playing with Greta and the Universal Thumb for long?
About 10 years.
It's amazing. Can you tell me tonight, like, what this event means in terms of Universal Thumb? Like, how do you put this in the context of, like, your decade of playing together?
Well, I've been playing with Greta on and off for the last 10 years, and this just it just fits into the trajectory of gigs I've done with her. I feel like every few years there's a big gig that she does with strings and horns, and I like that. I mean, it feels like just sort of the next step. I mean, I guess in the past those gigs were always her music, and so to move on to somebody else's music is pretty cool.
Oh, is this the first time you guys have done sort of someone else's music, the whole album of someone else's music?
It's the first time I have with them. Yeah.
Oh, very interesting. Tell me a little bit about there's two drum kits now in this group. Tell me about how that works as a drummer playing with another drummer.
Well, Adam was with Adam along with Greta, obviously. They led this whole event, so I'm looking to Adam a lot of the, if we're both playing at the same time, I look over to Adam a lot of the time for a lot of the cues, and I'm sort of following his lead, but at the same time we sort of follow each other. If I start a fill, he'll sort of trail me. If he starts a fill, then I'll sort of trail him, and sometimes we play the grooves tight, and sometimes we play them purposely loose. And
it sounds almost like a dance.
It kind of is, yeah. It's more, I'm thinking more like a percussion section, you know. It's kind of like we're dancing together in a way, yeah.
Because there has to be sort of a push and pull and a feeling and an intuition about what the other is doing.
Exactly. I mean, in this particular case, he's very easy to play with, you know.
And have you done this before with Universal Thumb, the two of you?
No. Typically, Adam will play drums, and if I'm lucky, I get to play drums with him, like this time.
Awesome. So you have to leave your ego at the door, which I think George Harrison would approve of.
Certainly, definitely.
I want to ask you one more question. Is there one song from the album that speaks to you more than another that you'd like to tell us a little bit about, if you have one?
Gas and Toll.
I think I like Beware of Darkness.
I wonder why. That is a beautiful, haunting song, and quite different from the other songs on the album.
I think harmonically and also lyrically, it's just haunting. You know? It just stays with me. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
Sure, my pleasure.
Trying to spare you.
Awesome. You're welcome. Thanks.